good times. There's gonna be good times, good times.
I know there's gonna be
work every day till we meet ends. I fi turn it up on weekends. Boss a toast to your real friend. Tell me why you're drinking, yeah.
Keep running up all the money on you.
Good time, good time.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Blake.
And this is Kenny. And as you can tell by our name, your mother really enjoys our podcast, man. She's like our biggest fan of all time. Well, we're only her second podcast, but hopefully we'll be first. And hopefully you and her can discuss our podcast at length when you're at home during dinner or some shit. I don't know. You decide. You decide.
All right, so this podcast is pretty much just going to be talking about basketball, mostly the NBA, but sometimes college as well. With this first edition, since the NBA season is less than 2 weeks away, we'll just be giving our predictions for what we think is going to happen this year. We're going to talk about who we think will win MVP, who we think will win Rookie of the Year, playoff teams in both conferences, who we think will make the conference finals, the actual finals, and then who will win. So it's just kind of a preview of the upcoming season. And then later editions of this podcast will hopefully just be talking about what's been going on in the NBA season once it starts, giving opinions on surprises, disappointments, just how we think it's going so far. So, yeah, just two guys talking about basketball, and I hope you enjoy it. So first thing we're going to jump in and talk about is who we think will win MVP this year.
We're just two dudes. We don't know that much. But I do think the MVP of this season will be none other than LeBron, whatever his middle name is, James.
And then my prediction is the unibrow Anthony Davis. I think he's going to win MVP.
So why Anthony Davis, bro?
Well, so he came in fifth in the voting last year. I think his team is primed to do better. You know, last year they were the eighth seed, barely made the playoffs, and I think they'll grow a lot as a team. But I also think last year was when he really started to dominate the league, sort of defensively and offensively. He really improved a lot as a shooter, especially from mid range. Because you know, with nowadays in the NBA, if you're a big man, you have to be able to hit from the free throw line back, especially since they play him at the four. So I mean, I just think with a continual improvement on his jump shot, I've actually heard rumors that he's going to try to step out of the three-point line some. But I'm not sure how I feel about that, if they should put him that far from the basket.
I mean, I guess it depends on who's on the court. I love Anthony Davis. I love his game. I think he's great. However, and we'll get into this later, I don't have the Pelicans making the playoffs. And if they did make the playoffs, I don't think they'd be a very high seed. And people who win MVP, 99.9% of the time, if you're not one or two in the conference, you're not going to win it.
It's a fair point.
So I don't know. Like, he'd probably have a great year. I'm pretty sure he's going to have a great year. I don't know if he's gonna get it. LeBron, on the other hand, I think this might be his last. That's weird to say because he's only 30, 32, 31, 32.
I think so.
Something like that. But I think this will be his last unanimous MVP year. I think he'll get it. I think he was all depressed after losing the finals. He's gonna come out try to take his team to greatness or whatever. And I think he'll have a fantastic year. I don't see Steph winning it 2 years in a row. Kevin's coming back, but I don't think he's gonna win it right now.
Well, we don't know how he's gonna be after the foot injury,
especially early.
Yeah, I mean when someone hurts their like foot, especially with the NBA, it's weird. And of course, he's still got to share the ball with Russell Westbrook. Yeah. Although, I mean, obviously, he did win one MVP already with Russ on the team. Yeah.
Russ was good. I love Russell Westbrook. Russell Westbrook's probably my favorite player in the NBA right now.
Really?
Real stuff. Like, he's so. Anyway, I don't think he's going to win it. James, I doubt it.
Because I think James, maybe since. Because Ty Lawson will need the ball in his hands a lot more than their point guards did last year.
Yeah.
And which is going to be, sidebar, going to be really interesting to see how Ty and James go about sharing the ball. But I just feel like James might not have as big of a role
That's weird to say, too.
Yeah, because
he was just number two.
Yeah, it's just going to be really... I mean, I actually thought he should have won MVP last year. But, and I don't... I mean, it'll just be interesting to see if he can repeat the success he had. But I do think Ty coming over might hurt his MVP chances a little bit.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. But I think LeBron got it. I think he's going to lock it up.
The thing about LeBron, though, is the question of, is he going to take a two-week kind of sabbatical like he did last year, where he just chilled for a little bit? Because, I mean, what was it? They say it was injury-related, but also just kind of...
I don't think it was an injury. I think he just was like, he was tired.
Yeah, and taking a mental break. And because, I mean, because they were having a rough season at that point last year.
Was Kevin playing then? Yeah.
Yeah. But there was all the drama between the two of them about if they were getting along or not.
I think he'll be fine this year. I think the drama has shifted to another team, to the Bulls. Because everyone, you know, all that drama's over there. That's all people want to talk about, and that's fine. But,
between Butler and Rose.
Yeah, so I think that'll take some pressure off. And with Kevin back, I think LeBron's ready. I think he wants it.
Is Kevin going to be ready to go by opening night?
I'm not sure.
I've heard it's up in the air.
I mean, I guess it'll be like a... I mean, they still got a little bit of time. I don't think they're going to need him on the opener, per se.
Well, the thing, too, about... I mean, Kyrie is going to be out probably a while as well.
Yeah, man, they got Dylan Vadova, dog. He got it. You saw how... he was out there balling in the finals.
Saw him get looking stupid against Steph in... Was it game... Game four? Game three?
Something like that.
Game three or four.
Hey, he'll be all right.
He was on all of the vines. But, I mean, Shumpert's out for a little bit, too. So, which I mean, I guess if people are out earlier, that could help LeBron in one way. If he, you know, if Kyrie's out, LeBron will have the ball more in his hands and could be putting up bigger numbers to help his case.
True. Who did they sign any point guards? I don't know if they did.
Let me check real quick. Patience for my listeners, please. Mo Williams is back.
Oh yeah. So
yeah,
we'll be all right. Because I don't. That's not my squad, but. They will be all right, and I think LeBron, he'll get it.
I mean, I think it's very possible, but I just see... I mean, because Anthony Davis's season last year was historic in terms of player efficiency rating, especially for someone that young. I mean, I will admit this pick could be a couple years early, because I do feel like a lot of people think he will win multiple at some point, but
He definitely
will. But he still is a very young player on a team that... is not incredibly established, so I'm just being bold with a pick a little bit. But, you know, hey, that's what I'm going with.
I feel you. Shout out to LeBron, just in case you're listening. Just in case you're listening to LeBron, I got you.
Oh, and he's 30. He'll turn 31.
Oh, so yeah. Hey, MVP.
So then I guess we can talk about Rookie of the Year next. So. I have Emmanuel Mudiay, the Denver Nuggets. I think... Because, I mean, he's kind of their guy going forward, even though he's young. I mean, you know, they'll have him starting at the point guard position. And I think it'll be easier for a guard to win it than a big man just because they'll have the ball in their hands more. He can call his own number and shoot. I think on that team, he will be asked to play a pretty big role because that team
sucks.
Yeah, they are really bad. I mean... And then with bigs, I mean, they have Kenneth Faried and Joseph, Eastern European name. So, you know, there aren't really bigs he's going to be asked to dump down the ball to a lot. So I just really think they'll be running the offense through him. I think he'll be able to put up some really big numbers. And, yeah, so he is my pick for Rookie of the Year.
I respect that. I definitely think he'll be running that offense, so he'll have some eyes on him. But I think... that Stanley Johnson is probably going to be one of the best rookies in the draft. I think he was a steal for the Pistons. He's played great in the preseason. 30 minutes, he has 15.2 points, 4.8 rebounds, 2.6 assists, 40% from the field, 37% from three in five games. Like, he's playing very well.
Because the shooting was the question on him, right?
Yeah.
Coming in.
But he's doing crazy well. And the only thing that kept me from... Because Towns, you know, he came in first. But the last big man to win was Griffin. Unless you want to count Wiggins, but I don't.
No, definitely not.
Blake won. well, Blake Griffin won in 2011. So, I mean, I don't know.
It's like definitely a guard it's league.
A, yeah, a smaller, wing league. Yeah. Smaller person league. And, well, yeah. So I think the only thing about Moutier is that he's a point. Yeah, he's going to have the ball, but he's in the West. And he's going to have to play against some of the best point guards in the league all season. And I think that's going to hinder him from being as good as I think he will be eventually. But this is his rookie year. Like, he's going to have to guard Chris. He's going to have to guard Steph. He's going to have to guard Russell. Like, he's going to have to guard Ty. He's going to have to try to keep up with him.
Yeah, I mean, that is true. But then I'm looking at it. I mean, obviously, the defense does matter some.
Yeah.
But I just feel like...
I mean, no, I'm just saying he's going to be tired. He's going to have to put up a bigger thing, a bigger, like, effort on D, and he's going to get back on O. I just called it O. That was weird. I never call offense that. Whatever. He's going to get back on offense. He's going to try to play because he's like, like you said, he's the guy. Everybody else in that
their
team is garbage.
Their roster is horrible.
Like, I mean, I like Winston Chandler. Kenneth Reed sucks now. I don't know what happened.
They might come in last.
What's the dude's name? That, oh, snap.
Gallinari?
Yeah. Is he back? Is he hurt?
Yeah,
hurt?
He's back. He's back. And so, and apparently he's supposed to be healthy and like pretty good.
Yeah,
but
he's normally good, but he's always hurt. He's never played.
Yeah.
But yeah, Moody is going to be the guy. And I, yeah, but I think Stanley Johnson's a better player than him, one. And B, he's obviously going to have an easier time as in the East. I mean, he's going to have to guard LeBron eventually, but.
The one thing, he'll have to split some playing time with Marcus Morris, won't he?
Yes and no. I mean, Marcus going to get the playing time, but I feel like they're going to start backing.
And Marcus might try to get out of there soon anyway because he and his brother have all that drama going on because they're not on the same team anymore.
Yeah, so I definitely think Stanley's going to get the push there. And I think he can – I think he's going to be – he might end up being like the second or third best player out of the this draft class.
Well, I guess they could definitely start him at the three. They could move Marcus to the four if they want to play small ball. Because now that Monroe's gone, they're not as they've got Ilyasova at the four. So
who's their point?
Reggie Jackson.
It's gonna be hard out there.
Yeah,
it's gonna be hard out there for Detroit. But I think
then they have Brandon Jennings too.
Well,
I mean, yeah, still not a good team, but I'm just saying that is another point guard they have that'll get a lot of minutes.
Yeah. I mean, I can see the case for Moutier. I don't see the case for Okafor. He hasn't played that great.
And they've also got Nerlens Noel. And is Joel Embiid healthy?
I don't know what's going on with him. He might be out this season, too. I don't know. Towns, he could. There's a lot of big men in Minnesota right now.
Yeah.
Not that they're going to be taken.
Because Gorgui Dieng actually has turned out to be pretty good.
I mean, there's a lot of people that take minutes. I don't think they're going to, like, take minutes from Towns. I think Towns is going to be one of their guys, Wiggins and him, right? They're going to be the guys.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of big men there.
And he does have Ricky Rubio helping to set him up, too.
True.
Which could help him.
But Minnesota is not – I don't think – although I think they're going to be talented, I don't know how good, quote-unquote, they're going to be.
Yeah.
Especially this first year. Well, not this –
Yeah, I mean, they were last in the league
last year
for a reason.
So, yeah, like, I mean, Towns helps, but how much will he help?
Yeah, I mean, they're a young team.
In a crazy good Western Conference, I don't know.
Yeah. And so, I guess the other rookie people's name would throw in a lot possibly is D'Angelo Russell.
He's not going to do it. The Lakers going to suck. Like, he's going to have to try to keep the ball in his hands away from Kobe. I know Kobe says he's willing to catch and shoot, and they might try that sometimes, but Kobe's definitely going to be like, you know what? Forget it. I got it.
Yeah, I think anybody who's followed basketball a lot would definitely not really buy in the whole Kobe just being a catch and shoot guy.
I mean, he'll probably try for a couple minutes a game, but it's not going to be a constant thing. It's not going to be constant enough for D'Angelo to be like putting up 12 assists a game.
Yeah, I mean, I think he'll be really good, and I think he definitely translates very well to the NBA, his game.
Yeah.
But
he's playing. He's been all right. He only has 5 points in the first four games in the preseason. I mean, it's still preseason, but still, that says something to me.
Yeah.
4.3 assists, 3.3 rebounds. He's 39% from the field. I don't know how I feel about it.
Yeah, not very efficient. Well, I'm seeing some stuff saying that Kobe might actually be playing the three a little bit for the Lakers, some. Because behind him they've got Ryan Kelly and Meta World Peace.
Who would play the two?
Jordan Clarkson.
Oh, or
Swaggy P.
Yeah, Swaggy P needs some minutes, man.
Yeah.
Make sure he gets some minutes.
Well, so if they do put Kobe at the three and have another guard out there, then that's even less.
I mean, Swaggy can play the three. Doesn't he normally play the three?
Yeah, so I guess, well, so just regardless of whether it's the two or three, if it means another guard or wing or another guard out there, then that's going to be even less that D'Angelo has the ball, which will make it even harder for him to win Rookie of the Year.
Yeah, I definitely, like, he'll probably end up being maybe first team.
All rookie.
Yeah, but I don't know. I definitely, I'm backing Stanley. I'm backing you, Stanley, if you're listening. If you're listening right now, I got you, dog. You out here for real. Shout out to the Pistons, 2004. Chauncey and all that. You know what I mean?
All right, well, so those are the player award predictions we're going to do. And I guess next we're going to jump into some of the team predictions.
Indeed.
I'm going to talk about the East first, since I feel like the West is just so crazy. Tough to predict. So many good teams. So we'll get the easier one, relatively easy one, out of the way. So,
what's the list, man? What's your order? Let's go.
All right, in order, starting with the one seed, I've got Cleveland, Chicago with the two, mm-hmm. Atlanta with the three seed.
Wow. Okay.
Miami at the four, Milwaukee at the five, Toronto 6, Washington 7, and the Celtics 8. Now, I know that it's pretty similar to last year. Team-wise, I've really only swapped out the Nets for the Heat, but the order has definitely got shaken up some.
You think the Wizards at 7?
Yeah.
For real?
You think that? Do you have them higher?
Yes.
Where do you have them?
I'm just going to read out this order for you. You're not going to agree with anything, because you agree with the first. Okay, number one, I got Cleveland. Two, I got the Heat. Three, I got the Wizards. Four, I got the Bulls. Five, I got the Hawks. The Bucks are 6. The Raptors are 7. The Celtics are 8.
So you have the Heat as the 2?
Yes, I do have the Heat. I was going to have them at the 3, and I was going to have the Wiz at the 2, but I think the Heat can beat out the Wiz for the 2 spot. I had the Bulls coming 4th only because of Rose, pretty much. Not that I think Rose is bad, but it's going to take time for them to mesh a little bit.
Well, yeah, and you know, him and Jimmy Butler don't really get along, so that's going to...
I'm not going to speak on that because I think that's BS. But I do think that they're going to have to rest a little bit. I think I do like the Bulls, and when we get to the conference finals and the finals, you'll see that. But I don't think they care about being a higher seed. I think they care about keeping everybody healthy for the playoffs. I think
now that Thibodeau's gone.
Yeah, like Thibodeau didn't give a damn about anybody. But I think right now all they care about is getting to the playoffs, getting a decent seeding, and making sure everyone's healthy when they have to make the push they have to make.
It's going to be really, really interesting to see how they do under Hoiberg, because, I mean, he definitely comes in as an offensive-minded coach, correct? Yeah. You know, so totally different from what Thibodeau was doing. I mean, I think there'll probably be a bit of a learning curve, you know, naturally with a head coaching switch up.
True. But I think a lot of them are, like, because they with Thib so long, like, they're defensive-minded. So once they get into the offense, then everything is still good. I feel like they're not going to get worse. Well, I don't want to say they won't get worse on D, but all those players know how to play good D already. So I feel like they'll be all right.
The one concern, I mean, obviously I have them in the two seats. So I think they're going to be really good. I mean, they've got a really good roster, a great front court rotation. You know, Butler is, it's crazy how much better he's gotten, especially from long range, because early on in his career, he could not shoot for crap. But my biggest concern with them, I would say, is probably the three. If your threes are Mike Dunleavy and Doug McDermott, I mean.
See, and that's the thing. Bobby Portis can play the three. McDermott's shooting better. Dunleavy, fuck that. Sorry, people. Your mom likes it, though. But Dunleavy is not going to – I don't think he's going to play the three that much. He probably play more two than anything when Jimmy's not in.
I feel like with they those guys playing, how are they going to defend anyone?
They still got Meritage. Is that his name?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He played a lot of stretch four.
He can. He can shoot, though. He can shoot as well. I feel like they got some good shooting in McDermott, Portis, and Meritage. Dunleavy's going to play the two sometimes, or most of the time, when Jimmy's not in.
I mean, Jimmy and Noah are really good defensive players, obviously, like some of the best in the league. But other than that...
I mean, Taj is good. Taj is decent.
Powell can't defend.
It depends on the day. It depends on
how
the
he's feeling.
Yeah. I mean, there's some questions, but I feel like they work it out, which is another reason why I still have them at the four. There are questions that they have that I don't think they're going to work out until later in the season, and they're going to end up being fourth.
So the other big difference we had was I had Washington at 7, and you had them at 3.
Indeed.
So what are some of the reasons why you are high on the Wizards this season?
Honestly, I am not sure. I'm really not.
Just a feeling?
They were good last year. I know they lost Powell. Not Powell. They lost Paul.
Who obviously came up very big for them in the clutch moments.
Yeah. Otto Porter's playing better.
But see, that's all right. He started to come on in the playoffs, right? It was about the time he started playing so much better.
Yeah.
So he still has, I don't know. I feel like that could have been an example of him just taking his play up a notch, like when he was really needed. I mean, because for most of his career, he's been a disappointment, so I just don't know.
I mean, he's not that old.
Well, yeah, but I guess this is, what, his third?
He's 22.
Well, no, but I'm saying, but like so far in the league, he had kind of been a disappointment.
He hasn't done much yet.
So I don't know
if
I think he'll improve by that much.
But, I mean, he doesn't have to prove that much, but he has to prove enough to take over for Paul. And Paul, I mean, even though he stuck them in the playoffs, like, he wasn't. You know, he wasn't scoring 20 points a game.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Otto's playing better. That's good. Bill's playing great. I really like Bradley Beal. John Wall is still John Wall. Right? Nene and Gortat, they're good.
Yeah.
Together, they're good.
It's solid front court.
They got Oubre Jr. Oubre's good. Did they just sign Jared Dudley? Jared Dudley, he plays.
That's a pretty big pickup too. Dudley's really like Jared Dudley. He's one of the classic, you know, veterans who just kind of will do the dirty work on and off the court. He could kind of step into the role that Paul Pierce did last year as kind of a mentor to the younger players.
Yeah,
because remember that was something where they said Paul was a big help to the team.
It's true. Chris Humphreys about to ball out, because you know Chris Humphreys likes to ball. No, he doesn't. But I feel like Washington's. I feel like they're gonna be good enough to get to 3. I think they're a good team. I think they like playing with each other. Besides the Paul thing, they've been playing with each other for a while.
Yeah.
So I think they're good enough if they stay healthy. If John stays in, that they're gonna be good enough to be better than these other teams.
Okay. Well, we shall see on that one. Then Miami. Talk about Miami a little bit, just because they weren't even in the playoffs, and we have them as the 4 and 2 seed, respectively.
Miami's going to be good, man.
Yeah, I mean, their starting five, you could probably put up against almost any in the league. I mean, it is pretty loaded.
They're going to be very good.
Be interesting to see if Hassan Whiteside can
stay good.
Yeah, because, you know, he kind of just came out of nowhere last year.
I mean, I feel like it's because he had to, but I feel like him playing with Chris and Amari coming in and out, mostly Amari coming in because he's not going to start. I feel like it's going to be good, man. Oh my God. Wade has to stay healthy, though.
Yeah, always a huge question mark.
If he's not healthy, I don't know. They're going to drop. They're not going to be number 2. But I think they're going to be number 2 if everyone stays healthy. But if Wade gets hurt, they might drop a couple spots. I still think they make the playoffs.
Oh, yeah, absolutely make the playoffs.
I don't know if they're going to be number 2.
Concerned about their backcourt depth behind Dragic and Wade, though, because, I mean, Chalmers is...
He can hit it when he needs to. I mean, he's not, like, consistent enough for me, but, I mean,
Justice gives them
Justice
some options,
because
he can play the 2 or 3.
Yeah, Gerald coming in is fine. He's not the biggest offensive threat.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he's a good body to have. Chris Anderson is still there. He doesn't do much, but he's the body as well. If Ding... Was he trash last year?
I thought he played pretty well. Better than he had in a while. And, I mean, obviously I hated Winslow when he was a Duke because it was Duke. But now that he's in the NBA, I can say, I love his game. And I think he's going to be really good.
I mean, Ding averaged 14 points in 72 games last season. So, 47% from the field, 36 from 3.
Yeah, it was the best he had shot in a number of years.
I don't know. I feel like if he could keep those numbers, Winslow helps, D-Wade stays healthy, Chalmers just doesn't mess anything up, Amari gets better, because that's a question for me. I don't know if I trust him or not.
See how those wine baths help him.
But Bosh is back.
And Bosh was playing. Bosh was killing it before he got hurt last year.
So, I mean, It can all fall into place. I can definitely see them coming in second.
And then, I mean, still got Spoelstra's a good coach. I think he's proven. And, I mean, they've got a really good front office. So, yeah, definitely look out for the Heat this year, being really good. I think Atlanta is definitely going to take a step back. For one thing, Kyle Korver's not going to shoot as well as he did last year. It's just not possible. One of the best shooting seasons ever. So, you know, I mean, props to him. It was ridiculous how good he was shooting.
Yeah.
But I just don't think there's any way he can replicate that success. I think losing Carroll really hurts them a lot, because anyone whose last name is Carroll is just going to be really good at everything.
That's true.
Yeah, so.
That's very true. But, yeah, they're going to miss him on defense especially.
So, I mean, you know, still good, just no 60 wins again.
I feel that. I don't know if I want to have them make the playoffs with him. But
the Hawks?
But I trust Al Horford, so.
Why don't you talk a little bit more about what other team you had on the board, or if you were going to kick the Hawks out?
The Pacers. They're a big question mark. George Hill's hair is very bright, but he's not very good sometimes. Paul George is playing well. Monta Ellis is kind of trash. Depends on the night. Jordan Hill's good, but I guess he can replace Roy Hibbert. Roy Hibbert was doo-doo. But is he good enough to get them to the playoffs? I don't know.
Yeah. And I don't know. I'm just really not sure how the Paul George at the four is going to work. I mean, after someone coming off a huge injury, I don't know if he wants to be playing in the post. Like banging around with a bunch of big men. I'm not sure how that's going to work. So, yeah, I left the Pacers out as well.
Oh, Miles Turner's on the team, though. I forgot about Miles Turner. Miles Turner is good at basketball. I like Miles Turner. I don't think he's great yet.
He could be really good.
But I definitely like him on the team. I like Rodney Stuckey. They got Glenn Robinson Jr.
CJ Mills, I think, flies under the radar a little bit. He's good. He's gotten better recently.
I like Glenn Robinson III. Raheem Christmas could be good. That was a good draft pick.
Yeah, because he got a lot better. He killed. Well, Carolina won the game, but he was really good when he played them here last year. But anyway, sidebar. So yeah, I mean, I think so. Then so we got our East playoff teams. Who do you have in the conference finals?
The conference finals, I think, is going to be the Cavs and the Bulls.
Well, I have the Cavs and the Heat.
For real? You got the Heat in the conference finals?
Yeah. I mean, you have them as the 2 seed, so obviously.
I mean, yeah, but you think they're going to beat them? I think they're going to be a tough out for the Bulls, but I think the Bulls knock them out.
I don't know.
In the conference finals,
I have the Heat in the conference. Yeah, because I think, I mean, they've got, I mean, obviously Wade and Bosch have been there before. I mean, Luol Deng's a veteran, been in the playoffs a lot. I just think,
that's some stuff, man. I don't know. I don't know if they're good enough this year to make it that far. I can see them doing the 2 seed, and that's a big thing. Like, I'm pretty confident in them, but I don't know if I'm that confident.
I don't know if I'm that confident in the Bulls, though. I mean, they just haven't
done. I mean, like you said, Jimmy Butler's stepped it way up. Powell just showed in the summer how good he can be. Noah is a big question mark. Bobby Portis is good. McDermott can shoot now. They still got Kirk Heinrich. I don't know why. They should have dropped him a long time ago.
They don't. I mean, that's that backcourt depth I was talking about. It's not there.
Taj can still bang with anybody.
But, I mean, they haven't done that like in the playoffs, though. I feel like they've kind of – well,
they've always played against LeBron.
Well, and then usually also in the playoffs, everybody's on their team has been hurt.
Yeah.
And they're still playing 35 minutes a game anyway because Tom Thibodeau is crazy.
Yeah, so the minutes are better. They're probably going to be healthier. They're going to be playing at a high level. I feel like they can get there to the conference finals.
I mean
– I don't know if he can do it.
I mean, I have them as the 2 seed, so it wouldn't surprise me. But, I mean, then we haven't talked about the Cavs much. It just seems like almost a foregone conclusion that they're going to be, if not, like, really high seed and probably make it to the conference finals again.
I don't think we don't need to spend much time on them.
Yeah. All right, so that's the East. Now the really tough one, the West, once again, just loaded with good teams. But sidebar real quick, all the talk about conference realignment I think is stupid because I recognize that the West is more – has better teams than the East and has for a while. But I feel it's there are power shifts in conferences all the time in sports. Eventually the pendulum's going to swing back the other way and the East will get better. And then if you've realigned at that point, then I just think it's fine just leaving everything how it is now.
Has there been a lot of talk about changing stuff up?
I mean, I don't know if there was much talk about things actually happening, but it was just some people expressing opinions. I know Mark Cuban.
Of course,
was being vocal about it. Shocking.
Did he say he wanted it to happen?
Yeah.
Of course he did.
Yeah.
He wants to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
What a dick. He's a tech. Like, come on. Come on, guy.
So that was just a sidebar about that. But, so, you can read off your West rankings first.
Okay. At number one, I got OKC. Number two, I got Golden State. Three, San Antonio. Four, Houston. Five, the Clippers. Six, the Memphis Grizzlies. Seven, the Phoenix Suns. And eighth seed, the Utah Jazz.
Okay. Our lists are actually pretty similar. Biggest difference is I have the Pelicans in at the sixth seed, whereas Kenny has the Suns.
I have Memphis as the sixth.
Well, yeah, but then it's the Suns in the playoffs.
You don't have the Suns making the playoffs.
I don't have the Suns in the playoffs.
Really?
Yeah, I have I've got my list was Warriors, Rockets, Spurs, Thunder, Clippers, Pelicans, Grizzlies, Jazz. I think. Do you want to talk about the Jazz first? Because, you know, they're the newcomer that we have. Well, besides, I mean, you know, Thunder didn't make the playoffs last year, but obviously injuries had a little bit of something to do with that. So the true newcomer that we both have is Utah. Rudy Gobert is
good.
Yeah, he's so good. I mean, I think Stifle Tower is a pretty cool nickname too.
Stifle Tower?
Yeah, you haven't heard that?
No, I haven't. That's weird.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I mean, he's French, but
Stifle Tower. Wow. Okay.
Fan or not a fan of that? It's clever.
It's clever.
I mean, Derek Favors
is good.
Yeah, he had a really good year.
Is good.
Yeah.
Trey Burke, I don't know. Mm. But he's all right. Dante is good sometimes.
Who was Gordon Hayward? Which one tore their knee last year?
I think it was Burke.
Yeah. So that'll be I was interested to see how he comes back out of that back from that. Gordon Hayward.
He just got a big contract. He better play well.
Yeah. Hornets helped him get a lot of money. So yeah, I just think
I definitely think they make. I think
Booker and Lyles are good backups for the front court. Trey Lyles really good.
Indeed.
So you know, think they're ready to take that next step? I mean, toward the end of the year, I feel like they picked it up a lot and started to play really well.
Yeah. And what seed did you have them?
I have them eight, same as you. So
they barely make it, but they'll make it.
Yeah, I mean, and of course it'll probably come down to, as it usually does in the West, super close. I probably would have Phoenix as the next team, and I guess it'd be really interesting to see what happens with Dallas.
I don't think they're anywhere close to. I just don't see it.
Yeah, because Darren Williams has been trash for a while.
Yeah, Wesley Matthews just came off a big injury.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I mean, that's some people never recover from that.
Yeah. Injury. Parsons, he's a question mark.
Dirk's old.
Yeah. So
they got. Their centers, Pachulia, D'Alembert, and McGee.
I mean, I like McGee.
You like McGee?
I like McGee as a person. Like, he has a basketball player. He's questionable. He makes a lot of stupid decisions. But I like him, if that means anything. Shout out to you, McGee. I know you're listening.
So then you have the Thunder jumping from the 9 to the 1.
Yes, Kevin Durant is back. Russell Westbrook proved that he is for real.
Is he? I mean, but then he was so for real because Durant was out.
Yeah, but he'll be all right. Do you really expect? Like, I mean, understandably, he's not number one, but Durant's gonna be coming back. He's gonna be trying to get back into his groove, and until he finds it, Durant's gonna be number two. Russell's gonna be number one. Russell can do what he has to do. Him and Kevin have no issues. Like, Kevin saw what Russell was doing last year. Kevin knows what's up.
Deion Waiters is trash, though.
True. That doesn't matter. Forget it. Serge is still good. Stephen Adams, terrible mustache, but very good.
And Enes Kanter, too. I mean, he can't really play defense, but
he just had that big contract. He better learn.
Yeah. And I mean, him and Russell definitely, I mean, they were balling out last year.
Cameron Payne might be good.
Yeah. Kyle Singler sucks because screw that guy, but it's still funny to me that he's on an NBA team, but whatever. That's biased talking, I know, but.
Very true.
I mean, I have them as the four. I mean, it's just so hard to separate a lot of the teams at the top for the West just because there are so many good ones. I mean, it would surprise me if the Thunder were up at the 1. I had them at the 4, but I feel like the gap between the 1 seed and the 4 seed is only going to be a couple games like it usually is.
Yeah. I don't know. I have confidence. I feel like around Christmas time, they'll find it like most teams do. That's when the season really starts.
So I want to talk about the Warriors a little bit. I had them at the 1. Kenny has them at the 2. So, you know, obviously last year during the regular season, they were historically great. But I don't know, I feel like it's tough to see them replicating that type of historic success.
I don't think they do.
I mean, especially, they didn't add
anyone.
Yeah, I mean, and obviously you don't have to add much to the team that won the title to still be good. I mean, they're still a good team. So, I mean, I do think they'll be the 1 seed. It was just last year they won it by 11 games.
That's not going to happen this year.
No.
And everybody else got so much better.
Yeah, that's the thing, that so many people under them got better. The team, another one that I am definitely high on the Rockets this year, as we will discuss later. I think, I mean, last year in the playoffs.
You have them 3?
I have them 2.
Oh, you have Golden State, then the Rockets.
Correct.
And the Spurs.
Correct. Yeah, we both have the Spurs at 3. And Clippers at 5. And Utah at 8. But, anyway, I think Beverly being out at the end of last year really hurt them. I mean, because he is one of the best defenders in the league. I think bringing in Ty is big. I mean, obviously, he has some off-the-court issues to struggle with. But I think the change of environment could help. Especially, you know, if I were playing for a really sucky Denver team for most of my career, I might be driven to drink a little bit too. So now that he's in Houston, I think he's in a position to flourish there. I think Sam Decker was a good pickup for them.
Oh, yeah.
Because that...
They
obviously it was in the tournament that he was playing crazy, but...
Did they draft Tyus Jones, too?
Did
Cleveland draft Tyus Jones? What did Tyus Jones play? He plays for Houston right now. Right?
Yeah. And also, I mean, hated that guy.
Yeah, I don't like that dude at all. I hate the Rockets, too, so I still hate him. I don't care.
But, he'll probably contribute some, too. At the 4, they don't really have any... I mean, Terrence Jones is decent, but then having Montrez come off the bench and Montehunas can contribute as well.
And they got KJ McDaniels.
Yeah.
I like KJ McDaniels.
They've got, I mean, their wings are great. Marcus Thornton's a decent player. They've got a really deep rotation on the wing.
I know it's funny to say, but them losing Josh Smith was kind of sad because Josh Smith played very well for them in the playoffs.
He was actually stepping up and
he was
hitting shots.
I don't know. I do like this team. I honestly, bias aside, I was struggling between them and San Antonio for the 3 seed. I think Houston might be higher than the Spurs this year. I don't know if they.
It's going to be close.
I don't know if they make it to the finals or anything, but yeah.
And then the Spurs, I definitely think will be really good. I do think. I think it'll take a little bit to adjust to. Having LaMarcus,
Tony sucking.
He's supposed to be healthy. Oh yeah, he didn't play very well in Europe, right? The European tournament that was going on. But I mean, you take that for what it's worth.
I'm so sad. We need to
not. Oh yeah, they got Jimmer.
Is he gonna play? Did we not cut him yet?
I hope Jimmer plays. But
you know, like, don't we have like 42? Like the Spurs have 42 players on the roster right now. They gotta start cutting people out. Jimmer might have to go.
Tony's Kawhi's definitely going to be even more improved.
Yeah, Kawhi's going to be – he plays so – like, they played against Atlanta. We lost that game. They lost that game. No bias here. They lost that game, but Kawhi played, like, crazy well. I was pleasantly surprised. Tony might have to not play as much, though. We need a new point guard. Right?
Kawhi did struggle a little bit in the playoffs yesterday, didn't he? Yeah. So with the Tony Parker thing, though, you think Patty Mills should get the minutes, or?
Patty Mills is playing better than him. If Patty Mills is going to, Popovich is going to make the decision, and Popovich doesn't make biased decisions. And
that's for sure.
And if Patty Mills is playing better than Tony, then Tony's going to have to sit his ass.
I mean, Tony's getting up there a little bit, 33, but.
I mean, he's just not playing very well. Like, if he can play well, when Tony plays well, he plays well. Like, he has it. But when he doesn't, it hurts.
Yeah,
the whole team.
I mean, especially, you know, like we've talked about with the West, with the point guards that you're going to have to go up against all the time.
Yeah, like he's going to have to step it up or sit it down.
I mean, Tim will definitely ball out like he always does.
18 and 11 in the playoffs last year.
I mean, he is a stud. I mean, one of the best ever.
He's old.
I think it's going to be. I mean, him and LaMarcus on the court at the same time, I think will be. I'm pretty fun to watch.
I'm so happy that they got rid of Splitter, dog. You don't understand. I was so tired of Splitter being on the team.
How come?
He was trash 99% of the time. Like, he was getting destroyed by dudes. Destroyed by dudes. Like, he was like a punk against DeAndre Jordan, man. A punk. It hurt my soul.
I mean, David West and Boris Diaw will definitely.
Yeah, I'm glad that David West pickup was nice.
Yeah, because, I mean, I think he had one of his worst years in a while last year, but I mean, I still think. I feel like his game ages well.
Yeah.
So, since he's got a pretty good outside shot.
Losing Marco Bellinelli was going to hurt, though.
I mean, I feel like, yeah, the depth.
We did. I mean, we kept Danny. Kyle's going to play more.
Manu, it's kind of up in there how much he'll contribute.
Yeah.
But, no, we got Jimmer.
We just signed Jonathan Simmons, who was a walk-on for a D-League team, but he impressed the Spurs enough to make the squad.
Which, I mean, hey, that's Danny Green.
Yeah, that's something.
Similar story.
Like, Jonathan Simmons is good at basketball, and I'm happy to have him on the team. McCallum Jr., I don't know. He played for Sacramento last year. He wasn't very good. But when the Spurs make trades, they make trades for a reason.
Yeah, I mean, you definitely have to trust their track record. So, they've done pretty well.
Yeah. Who knows?
Both had the Clippers at the five. Oh, no, I'm not a big fan of the Clippers as a team.
They have a lot of players right now. I forget how many people are on the same team right now. Like they're very deep, but with Lance and Jamal Crawford, I don't trust them very much.
Yeah, I'm not a Crawford fan. His efficiency's just kind of gone in the
toilet. Terrible decisions.
Yeah, and he can't defend anyone. J.J. Redick had a great season last year.
He did.
I think it'll be interesting to see if he can do that again. Lance, obviously, and Lance was historically bad. And, I mean, while I think a change of scenery will be good for him and he won't be asked to take as big of a role as he was in Charlotte.
Yeah, I think that's the thing.
Yeah, but even before when he was in Indiana, he hasn't ever been a great shooter.
Yeah,
I feel like his worth was a little bit more as a facilitator.
Yeah.
Which could be good since Austin Rivers, who is trash, is their backup point guard that you could run the offense through Lance.
He lost 5 teeth, sidebar.
Yeah, which...
They got to put him back in. Ugh.
Yeah, inadvertent elbow. Yeah, sure. I'm sure it was inadvertent. But, and then... looking at their roster, I'll be interested to see how DeAndre plays this year after all that crap that he had going on in the offseason.
I feel like it'll be all right. He was comfortable. He played well last year.
I mean, Chris Paul, Blake Griffin, they're going to be great.
Yeah, Paul was a good add for the playoff reasons. And he plays like he played for Washington last year in the playoffs. The Clippers can make it pretty far, I think.
Right, because they totally blew it. Weren't they? They were up huge against Houston. I mean, just one of those games where
And Harden wasn't even in the game.
And it was Josh Smith who went off.
They were up by 20 points.
Corey Brewer and Trevor Ariza were great.
But now Josh Smith's
on
this team.
I like Corey Brewer a lot.
I do like Corey Brewer, too. How old is he? 30-something?
He's getting up there.
Yeah. Josh Smith's on the team now. That's a good pickup. Maybe not for regular season because Josh Smith really doesn't do anything during regular season. But come playoff time.
But Corey Brewer's only 29. But
anyway, for real?
Yeah. I thought he was older than that.
Wow. Josh Smith's going to help during the playoffs. Paul Pierce is going to help during the playoffs. They have Wesley Johnson now.
Yeah.
That's helpful. Wesley Johnson is good.
He's not awful.
Big Baby Dave, did he lose more weight?
Is he still on the team?
Big Baby?
Yeah. Okay.
Cole Aldridge is on the team. He's not going to play.
Yeah, I was going to say. I don't know about that.
Oh, they signed Prigioni.
Yeah. Isn't he like 38, though?
He's old as hell, but he played well for the Rockets last year during the regular season.
That's true.
He didn't play that well during the playoffs, but he helped them during the regular season.
I mean, they still got a really talented roster. I don't know. I don't know.
I understand. There's a lot of questions with them.
Yeah, it's just tough to feel really solid.
And Chris Paul is going to take the blunt of that blame, which is sad, because most people don't even have him as the best player on the team.
They think Blake's better?
Yes. And I understand that. I get it. I like Chris. I like Blake. I think Blake might be a little bit better now.
Maybe. I mean, Chris can still lock it down. And Chris from the elbow.
And last year, Chris
is nice.
Chris had great numbers last year. There was nothing more he could really do to help his team. But he's going to get that blame because he
hasn't gotten to conference finals or whatever it is.
He's like the face of the franchise, kind of. So like people are going to put the blame on him, even if he could come out and score 30 points, get 25 assists, and once they lose, they're like, well, Chris didn't do enough.
Yeah.
And that's sad.
Yeah, I mean, because I agree with you, but it's just one of those narratives that he can't really seem to shake.
Sucks.
Memphis got a pretty similar roster to what they did last year.
Did they?
They added Brandon Wright, which I think is a great pickup. Yeah. Shout out, Carolina guy. I mean, he was one of the most efficient players in the league last year. You know, he'll be coming off the bench behind Zach and Mark, so I think he'll be able to thrive pretty well in that role.
I don't know why Boston got rid of him.
Yeah, Boston was making some interesting moves.
Questionable. I think that's because they were trying to get Kevin.
And then the weird one when they tried to trade up with Charlotte to trade him like 6 draft picks or something crazy. But also, just sidebar too, that I mean, obviously, I cheer for Charlotte since I'm from North Carolina my whole life, but that was just so frustrating. They didn't get justice, and they could have, and they got Frank Kaminsky. But
Kaminsky's going to get long contracts there. People like him a lot.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
he can shoot rogue. Like, they'll be all right. They'll be trash, but they'll
Spencer
be
right. Hawes and Kaminsky. It's Charlotte's not making the playoffs, especially with NKG being hurt.
Yeah.
But sidebar with that. But Memphis, they just seem one of those, like, close, but just don't really have.
I don't think they win a championship. They're definitely going to be a tough out like they always are.
Jeff Green wasn't that good last year.
He wasn't. He's never that good, ever.
Yeah, Matt Barnes, I feel like
he's a good role player.
Yeah, because on the Clippers, I mean, he shot really well last year, but on the Clippers, he was clearly the fifth offensive option, so that was why I think he did pretty well. He really got to pick and choose his spots. I don't know if he'll get that as much in Memphis as he did. I mean, Mike Conley is really good. You know, you can dump it down to Zach or Mark. It'd be interesting to see if Mark can be as good as he was last year because he was arguably the best center in the league last year.
Yeah, I think he was the best center.
And he just signed an extension, right? So,
yeah. So he's going to be there for a while. I don't know. I think Matt, if anything, he needs to make sure he's going to hit these shots that Conley's going to set him up for. I think that's the one thing the Grizzlies have been missing is shooting.
Yeah, which is, I think that's what they tried to add when they added Jeff Green, but
he didn't help.
No.
So did Vince just sign this year, or did he play there last year?
He played there last year too.
He did?
I think so. Can still jump out the gym.
Yeah, I guess.
So I mean, you know, he's definitely regressed each of the last couple of years, though. Naturally, Father Time's undefeated, except with Tim Duncan, but. So, I mean, I think I'll still contribute.
Yeah.
But I don't know. In the West, I just don't – I don't see them being that high of a seed.
Since I have them at the 6th seed, and that means they're going to be playing the Spurs. Uh-huh. And that worries me, and it doesn't, because I don't want us to be tired. They're going to be a tough out, like I said. I don't know. I don't think they beat us, but I think they challenge us a little bit. And that could either help us later on, so we're like, okay, this is how good we have to be, or – they could hurt us and make us tired, and then we have to play the. If we are the 30, we have to play the Warriors in the second round.
That's rough,
and that's gonna suck because they play Phoenix, and that's not. I don't know. I mean, the Phoenix is gonna be good. I think Phoenix is gonna be good.
Oh yeah, talk a little bit more about Phoenix.
Let's get into this roster real fast. Tyson Chandler was a good pickup. He's not gonna help you that much on offense, but
him and Alex Lynn seem like pretty similar players.
Yeah, but like Tyson's great on D, and that's going to help, especially maybe against the Warriors, because Steph's going to try to come in. I mean, you got to pick one or the other with Steph, and I mean, I guess threes aren't the one you want, kind of, because you can hit them, but like, you don't really want Steph coming in the basket and getting everything he wants. So taking away something, like when he comes against Tyson, he's not going to come in as much. Bledsoe's going to be good this year. Devin Booker, it's going to be good to share.
Yeah, I think Devin Booker was a really good pickup. Archie Goodwin is kind of trash. I don't know what he's doing.
I like TJ Warren.
Yeah.
I like Brandon Knight if he can stop making stupid decisions and letting himself get dunked on all the time.
I don't know how Markieff Morris is going to be this year. Because like I said earlier, the Twins were legitimately asking for trades and griping about being separated. I mean, he's good. I don't know. I just they didn't make the playoffs last year. I don't see it by six games. I don't think their roster's that much improved from this past year. I just don't see it.
I think Eric Bledsoe is going to shine this year. I think it's going to be a year where he shows up. I think it's going to be the game. I think he's gonna lead them there.
I mean, it'll be interesting to watch. It'll, you know, come down to the wire, I'm sure. Who do you have in the Western Conference Finals?
Okay. I guess this is a little biased. But I have OKC and the Spurs. I have OKC beating the Spurs, but I have them in the Western Conference Finals together. I feel like the Spurs will beat the Warriors in seven, have to play OKC, be tired, lose in six. OKC goes to the finals this year and beats the Bulls.
I feel like I might have undersold the Thunder up for a little bit because I feel like Durant is playing with a chip on his shoulder now. Okay. Between being hurt last year, and if people have watched how he interacts with the media, he's
angry right now.
Yeah, he is angry. And
he's pissed off. I'll get it. But do what you gotta do, I guess.
I mean I think that's a decent pick. I have the Rockets and the Spurs. So, I mean, obviously Spurs with got better.
Yeah, the Rockets and the Spurs.
I have the Rockets and the Spurs.
In the conference finals?
In the conference finals. Wait, actually, that's not possible because I have one of the two and one of the three. Made an error with that one.
You have to drop the Spurs to the four and then you can have it.
Sure, I'll switch the Spurs and the Thunder three, Spurs four.
You have them playing.
Yeah.
You have Houston winning?
I do have Houston beating the Spurs.
That's trash.
I mean, I'm telling you, I'm on the Houston Rockets bandwagon this season. Not that I'm really going to be, like, cheering for them.
You had the Clippers at five, right? So yeah. Now you have Houston being – no, you had the Spurs being the four. So you have the Spurs playing the Clippers in the first round.
Yeah.
Again, you think the Spurs can beat the Clippers in the first round?
Yeah.
Easy. Even though last year we just lost.
Well, yeah.
They both got
did they go to seven games?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think the Spurs can beat the Clippers. Because, I mean, I think the Spurs are –
I think
Kawhi will be better in the playoffs than he was last year because he just kind of – at the end of that series, he was bad. He was just not playing well. I mean, LaMarcus obviously is going to ball. I mean, what was he, like second or third team All-NBA last year? He's great. And I think also – I don't see the Clippers knocking the Spurs out 2 years in a row.
I don't know, man. I don't know. Chris Paul plays the way he was playing last year. Like, it's going to be hard to stop Blake. Like, having LaMarcus there – cool, but I don't think LaMarcus is going to stop Blake from scoring. Having Tim guard DeAndre is not great.
Tim
did average 18 and 11.
Tim could, yeah. Tim was so good that series against DeAndre.
So,
well, the thing about, like, Tim guarding DeAndre is not that big of a concern to me, though, because DeAndre only...
He doesn't score.
Yeah, he just dunks it.
But having Tony guard Chris is an issue.
You could have Danny guard him, yeah, and have Tony guard JJ since he's pretty much just a spot up shooter. Definitely. He's a little bit better than a spot up shooter, but I mean, you know.
But yeah, having Danny guard Chris is hard because.
You could move Kawhi onto him too because if
true
because I mean, yeah, have Kawhi guard the point guard, Tony guard the two, and Danny guard the. I mean, they've got the Spurs have with Danny and Kawhi have options as far as guarding people.
I'm gonna need Danny to step up. In that Clippers series last year, he was nowhere to be found. I don't know what happened. He was not. He was awful. Awful. He needs to be able to shoot. And if he has to guard Chris and he's tired, I don't know if he's good. If he's good enough to be able to have that shooting touch come back.
No, he'll represent Carolina. I think he'll do better. I mean, yeah, I think they'll beat the Clippers, and then I think they will beat the Warriors.
I can see us beating the Warriors. Well, the Spurs beating the Warriors. You know what? Fine, I'm a Spurs fan. I don't care. I can see us beating the Warriors because I hate those dudes.
And I have the Rockets over the Spurs.
Which is trash. Again, that's trash, but whatever.
I mean, the Rockets were close last year. I think, you know, with the point guards being healthy, I think, you know, whether you like Harden started to play a little bit better defense. I'm not a fan of his offensive game personally. I don't really like how he plays, but I have to admit it is incredibly effective.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of his offense either.
And I mean, the wing rotation of Ariza, Brewer, Decker, and McDaniels, I think is really good. I think they've got I think they can be really good playing small ball, you know, especially since they have Montrez too.
We haven't said Dwight's name one time. We haven't talked about Dwight at all.
Yeah, I mean, that's some. I feel like he's going to start to fall off after this year because he's getting up there a little bit.
How old is he? 30?
He's close to that. We've been
we haven't talked about
yeah,
that.
Our age.
He's 29. He's turning 30 in December.
I don't know. I don't think he's got that many great years left. But, I mean, I think he's still good. But, yes, yeah, so since this is kind of one of those, like, last hurrah type deals.
I mean, perhaps. I think he'll make a bigger impact. I don't like Dwight. I don't like him at all. But I do think he'll make a big impact this year. I don't know if they're good enough to make it to the conference. Well, I think they're good enough to make it to the conference finals. I don't know if they will. Hopefully they don't, being biased again. But if they do, they do. That's cool. They're not going to win a championship this year.
Well, funny you mention that, because I have the Rockets beating the Spurs to get to the finals against the Cavs.
Yeah.
So that's Rockets-Cavs. And I have the Rockets winning.
Really?
Yeah. Houston, wow. Houston Rockets will be the NBA champions in 2016. That is my pick.
So you think the Houston Rockets will be for real?
That's James Harden going to get that finals MVP?
You really think that?
That's my pick. That's
my
pick.
You
yeah.
really think that?
That's my pick. I think, yeah, that's what I'm going with.
You think James Harden can guard LeBron? How many games does it take for Houston to win?
Six or seven.
You think seven games? James Harden guarding LeBron James.
James, I mean, James would be guarding the two, though.
Would he, though? Who plays three? Corey Brewer? You think they're gonna have Corey Brewer guard LeBron for seven games?
Well, I mean, obviously I don't think they'll have anyone that would be that successful at guarding LeBron, but, I mean,
and
that
if,
doesn't mean they can't win.
Because,
I mean, LeBron, like, obviously LeBron alone, based on last year, is not enough to get you to a championship.
True. Who's Houston's for?
They've got Terrence Jones.
Okay, so, yeah, Terrence Jones against Kevin. If Kyrie...
They've also got Montrez and Monte Hunis, who is good.
True. Having Kyrie play against Ty. Ty doesn't play the best defense in the world. He doesn't play the worst either.
You could have Beverly. I mean, being
Beverly play against Kyrie?
I mean, they could... Houston's got a lot of small ball options. You could have, like, Beverly at the one, Ty at the two, Harden at the three.
I don't know if they want to play small ball, though. You play small ball, have LeBron in the post. Is that going to be good for you? Especially since
LeBron doesn't really like to go to the post a lot.
But
though.
He... I mean, if you're going to make him go to the post, especially now...
I think Houston would be willing to play small ball against Cleveland.
With LeBron at the four?
Yeah. Just because of the offensive options it would give them.
Who's going to be their small ball four?
It could be... Let me get the roster back up. Whoops. I mean, it could be Brewer or Ariza play the stretch four sometimes in the playoffs
Yuck.
Last year.
Yeah, LeBron go drop 58 of those dudes every day.
And still might not win.
Hey, bro. I don't know, man. I don't know. If Houston and Cleveland play, I have Cleveland winning. But for me, the finals is going to be OKC and the Bulls. And OKC is going to win in six.
Let's talk a little bit more about what are your thoughts behind that matchup?
Behind them playing each other?
Yeah, or just like how you would see that series going.
I don't know. It's going to be interesting as hell. Jimmy's – it all depends on Derrick Rose, I think. If Derrick Rose is healthy, watching him and Russell play against each other is gonna be good. I think. Honestly,
I don't know because Derrick used to be fearless like Russell is.
I mean, I think he still is. I just think he's not as explosive. I don't think he's afraid of anything. I think he can do it. I just don't think. I mean, I guess he's a little timid, but he's just not as explosive as he used to be. He's scared of both of those knees. But I think Russell's gonna get the best of him. Obviously, Jimmy Butler is a great player. I don't think he's going to – would he guard Kevin? He probably would want to. He probably
would have to.
He's a little short, but
– I think he would have to considering, I mean, Dunleavy or Doug guarding Kevin.
True. And I wouldn't want Bobby Portis guarding him either.
No, yeah, so Butler would probably guard Kevin.
And he could bother Kevin a little bit. I don't know if he – I don't think he bothers Kevin enough.
I mean, Butler's 6'7".
True. But Kevin Durant is 7 foot. I don't give a damn. He's like, I'm 6'10". No, the hell you're not.
No, but I'm just saying, like, Butler is pretty tall for a shooting guard.
Yeah. But, yeah, I think he bothers Kevin, but I don't think he bothers Kevin enough. I think if Kevin is going to guard Jimmy on the other end, which he probably won't, I think they might just let Deion do it, which
Trash.
Is sad.
Trash.
I don't know. I think the Bulls can pull it off against the East, but once they get the OKC, I think they're a little bit overmatched. Maybe not down low if Enes can play well. And Serge is going to be an issue for Powell and for Noah, especially because Noah has not been good in a couple seasons. I mean, Taj can bang with him, but Serge is still going to get those blocks off. Yeah, I think it'll be interesting. I do think it'll go six. I think the Bulls will pull something out. Derek and Jimmy will make sure they win at least two. But I think it'll be a rather easy championship for OKC.
Yeah, I think if that matchup does happen, I do think I would pick OKC to win. I think that'd be pretty high scoring series too.
It'd be entertaining.
I don't see either one of those teams being great defensively.
By the time they get to the finals, I think the Bulls are gonna have themselves figured out on offense, especially.
Yeah,
they'll probably be a decent shooting team this year.
Oh, and the Thunder got Talib Zana. I just always, whenever I think about, I mean, I don't know how good he's going to be, but just, you know, based off the game against Carolina in the ACC tournament. What was that? Yeah, because he played for Pitt, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, awful. So maybe he'll be good. I don't know. Random thought. But, so I will say that if Kenny's pick of OKC and the Bulls happens, I do think the Thunder would win. But then, so you think if mine of the Rockets and Cavs is the finals, I think the Cavs would win.
I trust LeBron too much.
You don't think he doesn't want to go to, well, that'd put him, if he lost 2-5 in the finals.
2-5,
bro. Yeah.
That's true. That's disgusting.
Oh, that would be bad. That'd be so much more fodder for all the haters.
Honestly, if like Kevin or Kyrie gets hurt before the Eastern Conference Finals, LeBron might just like walk off the court and not play. So he doesn't have to go to the finals and lose. Because there's no point. There's really no point of going that far because like, you go that far.
He talked about that. He said he would rather not make the playoffs. Than
I would
go to the
too. Like, what's the point of me playing for all these extra months just so I can?
He's got so many minutes.
So I can, yeah. Like I'm tired. Like I have to leave, and I have the same amount of rings as Paul George, who didn't even play. So it's like there's no point. There's no point of going to the playoffs. Like going to the playoffs is cool. It's like when Boston went and got the 8th seed.
Yeah,
was stupid because they should have just not made it.
Yeah, they totally should have tanked. They
lost their good draft pick.
And they broke Kevin Love or separated his shoulder.
They could have got a good-ass draft pick.
Yeah.
But instead, they wanted to make the playoffs and prove something to themselves like idiots.
I guess they had so many draft picks already. I mean, it didn't really work out for them. They weren't able to move up. But yeah, that was stupid when they did that. I was not. I did not get that. I mean, I know, like, from a competitive standpoint,
you
like
make
you know,
it,
yeah.
Let's think about our future for a minute. Like, we don't want to be trash forever. We don't want to be ace. Like, what's better, getting all these good draft picks and just missing the playoffs, or being 8th seeds, losing in the first, and getting terrible draft picks?
Yeah, I mean, I totally see the value of tanking. If I were a coach, or I guess not really a coach, because you have to coach them to win. But if I were a GM or an owner, and we're definitely not going to be any kind of competitive, we're tanking.
Or if we're like. 8-10, like,
that's the worst place to be.
Yeah, like, because when you keep making the playoffs at 8, you're gonna stay at 8.
Yeah,
you're not gonna. It's not like you're gonna be jumping the first.
That's like what the Hawks were like for a while before last year.
Yeah, like so. I just don't understand. Like,
that's kind of what Phoenix has been in that spot in the West for a long time.
True. After Steve left.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like just miss it, get these draft picks. Like, I mean, y'all getting paid regardless. So,
yeah.
Which
is why I think, you know, Celtics headed for that 8th seed again and not going to win anything.
That's trash. That was sick. If I was a Celtics fan, I'd probably stop watching basketball.
At least the future's bright. I think with Brad Stevens there, you know, they'll be competitive the East again soon, but just not this year.
Or next year, what do you got?
Yeah, because sometimes you got to know when to tank. So, yeah, I mean, that's Houston. So, just once again, Houston Rockets, 2016 NBA champions.
OKC's gonna do it, I think. Shout out to the Spurs. Tim, I know you're listening. There's a lot of people listening tonight. Matter of fact, shout out to the whole NBA. I know y'all been waiting for this for a long time. Again, we want to shout out your mother. She loves us.
So, yeah, I mean, hope y'all enjoyed this. The day we're recording this on the 15th, and so the season is the 27th. It's really close, so should be a lot of fun. Should be a good season, and we're just excited for basketball to be back.
For sure.
Until next time, peace.